I'm convinced now. Now, I might be going crazy, but I'm convinced that B.B. Shea is trying to drive me mad. He's trying to plant that seed.
Our dear friend with the gout is driving you mad.
I think he's trying to drive me mad. Two things have
happened. What's your evidence?
Well, yesterday, two things have happened, really. We got our, someone noticed on our new can huggers, our koozies, that a word had been misspelled. I don't think Biggie even knows about this.
No. What word could it be?
You know, it's funny you mention that because I was talking with B.B. Shea about them shortly after the program ended yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, do we have anything? Because I was looking to send some out to some listeners.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah. About he kind of gave me one of those about that. He said, we're going to have to discuss that later. And I went,
we've misspelled Chris. We spelled it with three K's.
You have no idea how close you
are.
You're
very, very close to
we
that.
We can't send that out.
You're very close.
You have no idea, Biggie.
BB.
And I only found out later.
Yeah. Well, that's right. Here's BB Shea was in charge of proofing this and fact-checking this now.
Bad idea. I mean, there's
well, only... We know
one, now. Okay,
look, probably okay. Only one person worse to do that, and
you,
that's me.
You, right. Well... We have can huggers. We have koozies. And on one side, they have a tremendous sponsor, East Coast Wings and Grill. All right. Great. And we give these out at events. I'm a great new idea for an event, by the way. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. We give these out at events. Koozies, can huggers. And they say on one side, East Coast Wings and Grill. And they say on the other, two guys named Chris with a logo. And at the bottom, it says, Chris Kelly, Chris Dibb, Biggie. We had to make some new ones recently.
Yes, we were. It was a rush job.
Yep. We had to do that.
Dave's not here.
We had to recall a few.
Yep.
And
we had to change the template.
So we said we want our best man to proofread these bad boys, and it's going to be B.B. Shea. So he was proofreading them.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, someone noticed a factual error on the can hugger. Unfortunately, we've printed 75,000. So
this isn't even one of those situations where, you know, for instance, in the record business, you talked about it yesterday on the Put Up or Shut Up game. There was an AC/DC single. It was supposed to have been You Shook Me All Night Long.
That's right.
But it was a mix-up at the factory. They put the wrong label, wrong song.
But they didn't print that many.
They became collector's items.
So they're collector's items. So our sales manager came into the office and said, we're red-faced about this, but a word.
Shut the door.
A word has been misspelled on our latest koozie run. And I said, well, as long as it's not my name. And he said, I got really bad news for you.
Oh, no.
It's your name.
They're like, eight words on there.
Yeah. It all says is Chris Kelly, Chris Dim, and Biggie.
Dave's not here.
All right. So we got a whole new batch in. And somebody knows it wasn't B.B. Shea. Now, so I said, I want somebody to ask in my briefcase over this. And he said, well, there's nobody's asked to be put in it because we sent it off to the printer. And the printer said, are you absolutely sure this is factually correct?
Boom.
And we said, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Do you think we don't fact check before we send it out?
Are we idiots? Obviously, we're going to fact check this thing. Well, we've had the things back for a little while now, and somebody pointed out my name, Chris, the Chris part, C-H-R-I-S, is spelled C-H-R-I-S-T. That's right.
Exactly.
That's right. It says Christ Kelly.
Which, there. I mean, believe me, we've all said.
Christ Kelly.
Can we slide a comma in there?
I said, what can we do? Is there any way, to put a... No. The run has been done.
Yeah, I mean, we could hire a team of interns to take a Sharpie and scratch out the T.
That's
right. So
maybe at events we can do that. We'll just have a Sharpie to...
A black Sharpie might, but it would be on every single one. So I said to our sales manager, surely Marlena ran a few of these, and they will become collector's items. And he said, we ran 75,000. We want him to be around for at least 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. In fact, I think the best thing to do is change your name to Christ.
It's the only thing to do. The only thing. So I thought to myself, is B.B. Shea sabotaging me, or is he that bad a speller that he's the one we should not have given? Or did he have one of those drinks infused with cannabis before he did the fact checking?
Yeah, I'm trying to see how a T gets thrown on there, like staring at the keyboard.
Yeah.
You know, if you accidentally swipe over it or something.
Not really.
It's difficult.
Yeah,
but it's there. You've got to really reach to put a T in Chris.
Does Chris autocorrect to Christ? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I mean, unless he's texted a lot,
Christ,
about you, which is, again, common.
Yeah.
Kelly's at it again. Christ.
Kelly.
That may be
he has another idea. Yep. Christ.
So there I thought, okay, B.B. Shea's tried to get at me.
It's funny you mention that because there was a church, you know, we grew up in Richmond, Virginia, and on the south side of the James River, occasionally we'd go visiting, you know how families do.
Yeah.
And there was a church on the right-hand side of the road, I think it was Huguenot Road, and it was called Christ the King Church.
Yeah.
And occasionally, the tea would fall off.
Chris the King.
So I would look out the side window and say, Chris the King.
Chris the King.
I'd be like, yeah, boy.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, and this way it goes the other direction.
Mm-hmm. We put added the T.
Then we had our meeting yesterday. B.B. Shea was in the meeting, and I always take my water bottle up there.
Always?
Always. I have my water bottle, I have my phone, I have my Jush, and I am ready to enjoy the meeting, where I two-hump grumpet through the entire thing, sit with my arms folded.
And vote no on everything.
No. Yesterday's topic... Our Two Guys Named Chris Comedy All-Star Tour, so successful and so enjoyed by everyone. They said, next year we want to do it bigger and better and maybe add dates. And I said, nope, we're not doing it. No, no, no. I harumphed and grumphed. We absolutely will not do this. Well, meeting ends. Now, 30 minutes later, I'm leaving to go to the gym. And I have my water bottle usually at my desk. It's not there. In fact, I walked all the way to the car and thought, I don't have my water bottle. So I came back in. I scoured this up and down. I was upstairs back to the meeting place. I was down to the front desk where I'd spent a little time.
Has anyone seen my water bottle?
Yes. I went to the toilet. I looked all around all the toilets.
Well, there's only like five places in the building you ever go.
Exactly.
Max.
Office, studio, toilet, upstairs for the meeting. That's it. Front desk for a mint. That's the only place I go.
What's it look like? A water bottle?
It's a water bottle. It's a blue water bottle. So I came in here. B.B. Shea was diligently working in the studio. I said, have you seen my water bottle? He said, I haven't seen your water bottle. I said, all right. You know, we had, you know, there was already an icy exchange because of the can hugger.
Meeting, yeah. Can hugger thing, all of it, yeah.
And he goes, I haven't seen your water bottle.
Does it have your name on it?
No.
Christ.
I said, he goes, what does it look like? I said, it's a blue water bottle.
Does it turn water to wine?
Okay.
I couldn't.
Don't you mean, is it your wine
pour
bottle?
Pour water in it. Yeah. You're not going to believe what happens.
Ooh. God. My God. So he goes, no, I haven't seen your water bottle. Where'd you leave it? I said, well, if I knew where I left it, I wouldn't be asking you. Oh, it was icy. It was tense. Uh-huh. Okay. I left and went to the gym without a water bottle yesterday. All right. Now we're back in here.
Who here doesn't have a water bottle? I hope everybody get their water bottles. We're going hard today.
Yeah, no water bottle. So today, I come back in here. I brought a new water bottle in, my big school bus
water. The bigger one.
The bigger one. Come in here. Here's my water bottle sitting right where B.B. Shea was sitting yesterday. I think he had that water bottle hidden and knew about it, and he's trying to drive me crazy. I'm already thinking I've lost my edge. So, you know.
Well, did you ever have an edge?
No.
No.
Well, then how can you lose what you never had?
I love how he never lets me get away with anything. He never lets me get away with a thing. That's true. But I am watching B.B. Shea.
So you think he has his sights set on your job?
Yes.
Well, he tried for mine, but modern medicine is keeping me alive.
Exactly.
You exactly. And the Pope.
Yeah. Exactly.
He wants this seat.
Mm-hmm. So he's like, I'm looking somewhere else now.
Yeah, and he's trying to drive
me coming
mad.
For the king.
He's trying the weaker link.
That's right. Now, if this water bottle is full of wine today, if I start to, because it's full, if the water is in it, if I start to drink it and it's got wine in it.
Oh, what is this?
See, it'd be that Chrysler.
You are Christ.
What? Now, that would be incredible. Okay, that's where I am right now.
You want to lay your hands on Biggie's heart?
I might need to.
I wish.
You know, and we had a terrible smell in our home for the last like 2 or 3 days. And I was running up and down everywhere trying to figure out what the smell was yesterday.
Where do you think it? Where was the central location?
I couldn't tell.
The source.
I could not tell. For the last 3 days, I had smelled it.
Super Bowl food?
I thought.
Well, like, that's your first go-to is kitchen.
Of course. But we have an open concept. So I'd get a whiff of it in the laundry room. I'd get a whiff of it in the living room. I'd get a whiff of it on our lanai.
Is it in the ductwork?
Well, that's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid an animal has crawled into the ductwork.
We had that about 2-3 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah, the house just stunk in like a corner.
I'm concerned about
nowhere near the fridge.
Did you have to call the man?
No, we wrote it out.
Oh, you just write it out?
We wrote it out.
Maybe I can do that.
Eventually,
if it's small enough, like a mouse, it'll just deteriorate.
Eventually, it just becomes bones.
Is that what it does?
Of course.
I was thinking about that.
All the organic stuff just dissolves.
Yeah. I was thinking about that. Because now I went through the fridge to see, because I thought it was leftover.
Expired.
Sure. I threw away a bunch of stuff. That's gone.
Oh, feels good, doesn't it?
It does. That was nice. I like that. And then I went to the garbage disposal.
That's the next one.
It had a scent to it. And so a plumber told me once was pour Pine Sol down the garbage disposal.
Oh, not Arm & Hammer.
And I had both, but I poured the Pine Sol down, which is a pungent pine smell.
Yes, it is.
And that seemed to help, you know, but I'm not sure it's gone. And I do think it's in, because I said it could be the ductwork. And my wife said, I thought of that. She had thought of it. And then she thought, I can't live in a home where there's something dead in our ductwork. And I thought, well, I'll have to call the man to go through every duct in the home. I'm glad to hear you just wrote it out, and then it just goes away.
Yeah.
You know, the pungent pine smell with our open concept seemed to kill it.
Yes.
But I bet it'll be back. If it's in the ductwork, of course, it'll be back, because I haven't done anything with that. And so I was driven crazy both here at work and at home yesterday.
Because of your wife's aversion to not living in a home with something dead, potentially in the ductwork, did you book her a room at a local hotel?
No, not yet. Maybe that's the next step. Because if she smells it today, if she gets a whiff of it today, she'll say, "Oh, something."
Yeah.
Something. I'm glad to hear both of you say that you don't have to get rid of the carcass. You just wait for it to become bones, and then never think about it again.
Now, of course, if it's something bigger, like a
bird, possum, or something.
Yeah, that you're gonna have to have the man come out.
A mouse.
I assumed it was a mouse.
That's what I would be thinking.
But I have nothing to back that up on. It's just that the smell. You know, we did the same thing. I poured Arm & Hammer baking soda down the disposer, lit candles everywhere,
right?
Put up air fresheners everywhere. But it was one corner of like the TV room where you could smell it.
Yeah.
And there's like multiple ducts.
That's it.
Nearby, and I just assumed that's what it was.
And see, I think it's ductwork because in the middle of the day, even before I'd done the Pine Sol, my wife was like, I don't smell it as badly, and I don't smell it anymore. And I think it's because the heat wasn't running yesterday because we had a warmer day. You know, it wasn't blowing the air out of the vents. And so I was doing a little detective work on that yesterday, and I feel like I'm being driven mad by the smell, my wife, and BB Shea.
This is assuming that you were not mad to begin with.
It's possible I was mad.
6 months ago,
a year ago. That's possible, too. You're right. Gary's talking about the same type of thing. Gary, go ahead. You had a similar story.
Oh, this is gross. Be ready for this.
All right.
In the house, smelled the same thing you did. Every vent, funky. Like, what the heck? Mm-hmm. Crawled under the house. It was like 3 feet tall. Crawled under the house. Found my cat dead.
Oh.
He had clawed. Listen to this. He clawed a hole in the return vent. I guess heard noise, you know?
Yeah.
So he's dead. All that funk is going in the vent,
distributing
through the entire house. So I crawl underneath there. I'm going to get her out.
Yeah.
So I grab the tail. The tail comes off.
Oh,
Lord, what do I do?
God.
So I crawled back under there with a mask on.
Uh-huh.
I sealed up the unit so the funk wouldn't go back in there. I took a 10-pound bag of lime, covered the sucker, and left.
Oh.
As far as I know, there's cat bones there covered with lime.
Oh, Gary.
Thing I've ever heard.
Gary, that's the most. That's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
His cat got dead.
The cat got dead inside the vent.
And he's now buried for all eternity without a tail attached.
Oh, that is.
It was his ninth life.
I hope you. Did you take the tail and put it like on your rearview mirror or something, or make a necklace out of it? That's really.
We don't have car antennas anymore, do we?
Billy, you've had something similar happen to you. Billy, go ahead.
Yeah, very similar to Gary. I had a cat get up under mine chasing mice. The cat tore into my ductwork, and the mice got in the ductwork and died in the ductwork with the cat.
Oh, with the cat.
You got the cat and the mice in the ductwork.
Tom and Jerry.
Goodness gracious.
I did the same thing.
You did?
Were you able to get them out, the carcasses?
The cat laid feces all under the house, so I had fur balls, feces, and mouse carcasses, and had to do the same thing with lime. I had to spread lime all under the house.
Man. Okay. Y'all know what you're doing. I wouldn't even ever know how to
you're
do that.
You're not going to crawl down in your crawl space, are you?
I did that once. I learned my lesson on that. That scared me to death. To crawl down under... I was afraid, thank you very much, Billy, that something had gotten under the house once. And nothing had, but I went down in the crawl space. And you talk about a scared human being. I thought from around every corner would be a snake or a clown. I didn't know what would be down there. You know, I had no idea what would be down there. Chris, something similar, again, in the ductwork. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Maybe check your blower for your heating unit. It could be a mouse got in there. I found a little mouse carcass in one of my heating units, and that's what it was. And I was thinking up the house, you could kind of trace it back, and there it was.
That's the common element.
Yeah.
It's the mice. In two cases, we had the cats going after the mice.
Yeah, that's
doing
right.
Their jobs.
Yeah. Let me tell you this. I'll check my blower. Can anybody tell me where the blower is?
I was going to say, that's
one question.
Where's the blower? That's really the only question to ask here.
Christ.
Ha 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 ha!